John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Well, after the results of the council election on Saturday, the results are starting to emerge. And what do you hear around town? Who the bloody hell now is going to fix the crime and filth in the CBD? Now, across page 3 of the Ken's post today, there's another instalment on this particular front. And it reads here, the Grim Reaper looms over Cairns unless the city's leaders can dramatically increase international flights, reduce crime and drive greater investment in the destination. Syrian-born billionaire Ghassan Aboud has warned. Now, the Crystal Book Collection owner delivered a searing 16-minute address without interruption yesterday, criticising the Brisbane government and civic leaders more than 5 years on from the opening of his first five-star resort in Cairns in 2018. And with the luxury accommodation providers Port Douglas Marina already on the market, Mr. Aboud threatened to sell off his three Cairns CBD hotels worth $600 million if change doesn't occur soon. Now, the UAE-based businessman lashed the city's leadership for the lack of vision and investment. Despite this month's development approval for an $80 million tower on Abbott Street, $18 million Shield Street revamp and $28 million upgrade to the city's Esplanade completed in 2021. But the global pandemic, Far North flood and cost of living crisis couldn't be used as excuses, with other international destinations streaking ahead despite similar challenges, said Mr. Aboud. He said, quote, this is big lies. In Dubai, they're booming. Also, other areas of Europe. They don't deal with the pandemic like this. Anyway, the pandemic finished 1.5 years ago. He said, quote, what has happened since then? Can you tell me? More shops close, more street corners dead, more restaurants out of business. He didn't miss the city's leaders. Is it appropriate? Is it overkill? Is it unfair? I'm going to turn now to Denny Betros. He usually has very well-formed opinions on matters like this. He's the managing director, CBRE in Cairns. Danny, good morning.
Yeah, good day, John.
What did you think about the claims from Ghassan Aboud?
Obviously, Ghassan, you know, he's very emotional there, and he's said he's covered a lot of topics, but I don't think anybody can really underestimate the effects that COVID had on the tourism industry, and particularly in the far north. I mean, we lost most of 2020 and 21, but 22 was a phenomenal year for the hotels in Cairns, and mostly most part of 23. Last time I had a conversation with Ghassan, he was quite happy and said that, you know, Cairns hotels were the ones that were making him the money. So I'm a little bit surprised at a lot of his comments. I think it's obviously the way he thinks, but to sort of dump on the town where you've invested $500-600 million, I think I was very surprised at that. But I think a lot of what he said there is just not correct. Particularly with airport numbers and particularly with tourism numbers, tourism spending. And I think if you talk to Mark Olson, I think the facts and figures speak for themselves. Ghassan's more, he's more upset about the fact that we don't have the CBD buzzing, and he is getting up the council. The only promise I'm aware of that council made was the upgrade of the Esplanade, which has been done. It probably didn't happen as quickly as he would have liked, but it has been done. There's been works done in the city. The city is not good. Blind Freddy can see that. And that is the responsibility of council, and he's quite correct in his criticism of council. And to date, the council has been complicit in letting the CBD get the way it is. And for too many years, the mayor and previous mayors have just swatted it aside and said, well, it's a policing issue. But it's not. There's a lot more to it than just, you know, itinerants and crime. The appearance of the CBD has fallen. Suggestions, issues, conversations with councillors just fall on deaf ears. I was very critical of Terry James as a mayor, and even as a deputy mayor. He just wasn't interested in the city, and Bob wasn't much better. You know, they talk a lot, but when it gets down to walking around the streets and listening to suggestions, you know, they just really haven't reacted. But, you know, the CBD can be turned around. It can be changed and it can be made to look a lot better, but there just don't seem to be the impetus from council to do that. And they're going to have to, Amy Eden, it looks like being the mayor, now Amy's going to have to form a committee for the CBD because, you know, it looks like Rob Pine's getting in, and Rob opposes everything. he's known as Dr. No, and he's not interested in any business. He's anti-business, and the regret, you know, we're going to have to go back to the CBD Advisory Committee, which we had way back, which was then disbanded, because you need people who own property, who are trading in the city, who work in the city every day, and have got a bit of frontline experience to be able to make suggestions to the council about what to do to improve. And there's a lot of simple things that can be done immediately, and then there's a lot of, you know, you have medium-term changes and long-term changes. Mm. But, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time. So I think Ghassan is quite correct in that he's gone for a walk around the city with his minders at the moment, and, you know, it's not a good look. I mean, there's a lot of empty shops, and
yes,
some of our bigger retailers have packed up and gone for various reasons, which I can't say on air, unfortunately.
Mm.
But there are, look, it's not like Dubai, and it's not like big European cities where you've got multi-millions of people living and the investment's a lot easier. It's hard to get people to invest, you know, 50 to 100 million in CBD redevelopment. The council haven't been greatly assistant to date, really. If you talk to any developer, it's like the no-can-do type council mentality at the moment.
Mm.
And it's really disappointing because the CBD drives a lot of the economy, and it drives, it's our front door to the world.
Mm.
And even cruise ships now, you know, they walk down some of the streets. I've been trying to get Abbott Street upgraded, just the footpaths, for years. And, you know, you in front of the Cairns International there and Auckland Plaza and all that, the footpaths are a disgrace.
Mm.
You can't get council to acknowledge that. And if you walk along the Esplanade, it's certain areas just need continual upgrade. So he is correct in his criticism of the CBD, and Blind Freddy can see that. As to his discussions about the airlines withdrawing and whatnot, I just don't agree, and I don't think anyone in our industry up here agrees. The tourism industry certainly wouldn't agree.
Sure.
The facts and figures and the airline connections just disprove that.
Mm.
And Cairns is batting well above its weight, really. And I'm just very disappointed to hear that he's taken that position so publicly, because it gets picked up by the silly little Cairns rag, and then it'll go around Australia. And, you know, that's the sort of publicity we don't need. It's another headache that Mark Olson doesn't need.
Sure.
And, you know, other people wanting to invest in Cairns. I mean, there's going to be a big announcement shortly about another sale that we've completed, and that'll come out publicly shortly. But I can tell you there's plenty of confidence in investment in Cairns. It's just not on the grand Dubai-type scale.
Sure.
And I know he's cranky about Port Douglas. He should have never bought Port Douglas, and he was told that, but he went ahead and bought it. Mm. And, you know, now he's going to try and sell it. And you know, it'll be good if it goes to someone else who upgrades the marina up there, which is badly needed.
Mm.
So not all true, John. I think a lot of those facts just aren't correct.
I'm interested
about
in
about the CBD. Well, that,
sure.
You know, new council, new mayor. And we've just got to get a committee going, and we've got to get
yes.
some action going in the CBD.
I'm really interested in your suggestion.
You shouldn't be able to board up your shopfront.
Of revamping the advisory committee. You have names in mind. Is there any possibility you could talk to, for example, the new city councillor or whatever, about, you know, a selection of leaders that could start energetically restoring some of the fundamentals in our CBD? Could you talk to that Division 5 representative when it's all settled?
Well, when he or she or whoever, but it looks like being Rob Pine at the moment, which is probably the worst case scenario for the business community in the city. And I might add that entire division controls about 75% of Cairns' business.
Mm.
Regrettably, everybody who runs and owns businesses in that division doesn't live or vote in that division. So we've now got Dr. No in the council, and you know, it's very, very disappointing. So we're going to have like a working group or a committee that will focus on the business needs and the CBD.
Urgently.
Because we won't get anywhere with Rob. He's just not interested.
We need that urgently. We really need what you're talking about urgently. If you're listening to this now, you're in business, please back Danny in this. We just have to sort this matter out in our CBD. It's a disgrace. It's an insult, particularly to visitors.
One of the bigger disappointments at the moment is that the police have stopped the evening and morning patrols in the buggy coming down the Esplanade.
No.
And, you know, yeah, they have, and it's a real shame. And, you know, and you go for a walk on the boardwalk, and, you know, it's just not good. But I don't know why. And, of course, I can ring up the police and say, where's your patrols? And they'll give you a reason. But, I mean, this is where your civic leaders... This is where the council has really fallen down.
Yeah.
The relationship between council and the police the mayor or acting mayor, or even though, you know, they should be able to say, hey, what's going on, and give us an answer. Because it was getting a lot better.
Yes.
It cleaned up the streets a lot. But I haven't seen a buggy on the Esplanade for probably over 2 months, which is terrible, six weeks anyway.
Oh, dreadful.
So, and I know they're undermanned. I know the police are undermanned. And if you talk to the police officers, what they got to put up with is, you know, it's, I don't envy them. But, you know, so we've got action ahead. New council. As soon as Amy's able, I'll certainly be talking to her about forming a committee. The committee for the CBDs, for want of a better description.
This has been an excellent update, as always, Danny. Thank you for your contribution and your passion.
Thanks, mate.
That's Danny Betros, Managing Director, CBRE in Cairns.